Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwisakwadie, the senior pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
Potter's. If you are in leadership, you have to be careful the counsel of your wife. And you must buy from every folly, from Adam. Woman has caused problem up to today. Let me tell you something. All this firing of missiles to Gaza, it started with Sarah. Take my housemaid, Hagar, and sleep with her. So that battle there is between two sons from one father who are battling for inheritance. And this one is saying that, even though I've given the inheritance to the young one, the other one said, I'm the firstborn. And I won't allow you. Daddy, mother, I made a mistake to give it to you. But I'm the firstborn. And that is a missile. That is why the firstborn can go to the secondborn's house and start killing women and raping them. And then the secondborn too, because he has the inheritance and he has power and ammunition, say, I will finish you. It's ongoing. What counsel are you giving to your husband? Woman has given counsel to destroy churches. Woman has given counsel. Don't just be quick to marry a pastor. Because one day you face Jesus. It's there. Woman has given counsel to bring a nation to the pit. The wickedness of Ahab's kingdom was caused by Jezebel. Even Naboth's vineyard, when Ahab couldn't get it as a king and cry, Jezebel got it for him by killing Naboth. I want to submit to you that you have power. Every woman here has power. Be careful how you use it. When I asked the Lord, why do you give so much power to them? The Lord told me, because she has something you need. Not that you want it. Hey, look at a man. Talk to your brother and say, brother, we are in need. Tell him. Look, I say, brother, me and you, we are in need. And the solutions are standing by us. We are vulnerable. One day I was in Florida. I was going to Bishop TDJ's leaders and pastors and leaders conference. And the hotel we're living, they were coming to do Mr. World or something. You know these metro people. Hey, what's up? I met one. The coffee I drank, I almost vomited out. Hey! Charlie! It was cold and they were just there with their chest. You see them. One of them was introducing a girl. Said, this is my girlfriend. The girl, Gina, is bigger than her. Ask mommy. He said, this one is my girlfriend. Hey! One of them said, am I dangerous? So, when it comes to a woman, it's not by macho. You can be macho, but you can't even, I won't go to details. You can't invade the territory with your macho. This one is not, because it's not every part of your body that can pump. I rest my case. I will not continue again. That's all. Stand up and let's pray. I'll finish before we show you. Osofo, ukwa jim na kwa ma jim suwa, wa su, ayake siye. So having biceps and triceps does not mean a woman is too powerful. Hey, I heard me who say papa ya wa boy me am ye be me who me am say say me girl it din in chain. Me sure don't say ne rabbi. That's my boyfriend. I say, wow. If a woman look at a man by you and say, you are small, be careful, you are too small to be fooling around. I tell you. Yeah? Listen. Let me, this one is only for the men. If you don't be ignorant, and I'm quoting scripture, don't be ignorant about who a woman is. It can cost you your life, your finances, and your destiny when you don't understand them and you marry them. How you handle them can bring prosperity. How you handle them can bring a curse. If nobody cares, you curse yourself. So every country that has prospered, they have laws that protect them. I don't know who taught them. Every country you call developed country, first world country, there are strict laws that protect women. Every country that is called third world and hippie, they have laws that don't protect women. And when you come to those countries that are hippie, everywhere you see poverty, women are not respected. Go and do investigation on my statistics. I don't need to write them. They are in my spirit. Go to everywhere you see women are going to farm and men are playing draft. See object poverty. Some of the countries you go, like Dubai, that you fly to go there, women are not permitted to work. They stay at home. And they have all the comfort they have. Just enjoy life. And the Arab sheikhs are prospering. Your grandfather married three wives. He shared the land for them to weed. Then you'll be playing draft. That is the curse I'm helping you to break today. It's simple, but just understand it. She ate the fruit, nothing happened. He gave it to Adam, the eyes were open. Straight. Sleep into my house here, bam! Ishmael was produced. You know? It was Rachel that gave his house help to Jacob first. So that is called time release curse. Time release curse. You see, when you look at the patriarch, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all of them has extramarital affair. God of Abraham has extramarital affair. God of Jacob. I study why Isaac escaped. The only reason he escaped because he was coming to the altar. Because he was going to be the type of Christ, he cannot have extramarital affair. So Isaac married Rebecca alone to death because of the altar he was going to be put on it as a type of a shadow of Christ to come. So he married only Rebecca. But Abraham has his Keturah and Hagar. Jacob has his Bilhah, and he has his Hagar, Leah, and Rachel. And the middleman, who was a type of Christ, escaped. So listen, even if the next generation escaped the curse, it is coming to the other one. Abraham's wife gave a house help to Abraham. Rachel gave his house help to Jacob. And Leah also bring his own. Why? Because it's coming from Abraham. Somebody say, my soul will escape. Amen. So let's get this straight. A curse does not just come just because you are just walking around. It can because you deserve it. So what is the major way of escape from a curse? Walk in obedience. Two Christians are clapping. The source of all curses are disobedience. Somebody say disobedience. Somebody say disobedience. What did they do in the Garden of Eden that brought the curse? You can eat of every fruit. I don't touch this one. So we get the curse. He said, I've shown you the source of curse. It's either God, it's either you yourself, or it's from another person. Now, number two, let me say this. There are two ways a curse can land. It's either verbal or written. If it is not spoken, it cannot work. So a curse can only come when it comes out of a living being's mouth. That is why it has to be God, or you, or another person. Or the person must write it. So written and spoken. So all curses came by utterance. If God kept quiet, Adam would never be cursed. But God spoke the curse. Now hear this. The fact that somebody speak a curse or curse you does not mean the curse will work. So not all spoken curse are able to manifest. That means that when somebody curse you, there must be condition or something you have done for the curse to work. That means that a Christian walking in obedience cannot be cursed. It's a good place to clap for Jesus Christ. I'm waiting. When you clap, well, I'll continue. So find a scripture for me. I think it's in the book of Numbers. How can I curse whom God does not curse? That is what Balaam said. Numbers. Do you not remember when Balaam was cursing? Is it Numbers number 23? 23:8. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? Now, let's go to verse number 20. Watch this. Give me the New Living Translation. Let's read it. Listen, I receive a commandment to bless. God has blessed and I cannot reverse it. This is Balaam talking. Now, watch this. Go to verse number 15. Let me show you something. Now, if I want to read from verse number 1, let me read the first line in verse 1. First line. This is Balaam. Then Balaam said to King Balak, build me. Now, these are the conditions. We'll get to that place. He has been hired to come and curse Israel. They went to the mountain to stand there. So Balaam told Balak that whoever you curse shall be cursed. Whoever you bless shall be blessed. But the man that is going to curse it, I cannot curse without an altar. I cannot curse without an altar. The kind of curse you want me to release, I must have something to stand on it to curse. So then Balaam said to King Balak, build me 7 altars here and prepare 7 young bullocks and 7 rams for me to sacrifice. It means that all satanic agents will demand sacrifice. There is a reason why when you come to church, God doesn't want to come empty-handed, because your offering can cancel a curse. Amen. Anyway, listen to what God told me. God was asking me to sow a certain seed. We're going to visit somebody. We got from the car. Me and mommy was going. I told mom, I said, D, I don't feel good. Let's sow a seed. So we came back. Now, by the time we left, we all agreed that if we went there empty-handed, it was dangerous. In fact, for some reason, God even has spoken the man that prophet, now is coming here, he will give you a seed. Now, we went halfway before I came back to take a check and sign a check. That is what is called sensitivity to the voice of God. Now, watch this. Anytime I'm struggling to give something God told me to give, God has only one question. He asked me that question once and it settled everything. One day, God asked me to sow a seed. If God told me to give somebody a car and I was trying to pretend it's the devil, so I was binding. And the Lord told me that, will Satan ever ask you to sow? So the way you are struggling, is it from God or it's not from God? You are struggling because you are not ready to give. Because the devil will never ask you to sow seed. Straight! The devil will never encourage you to sow seed. Because you know that when you sow seed, a season of seed creates a season of harvest. And who says Satan wants you to prosper? Who said the devil wants you to prosper? He fears your prosperity than your prayer. No! Some of you, if you become a millionaire, the kingdom will expand. So Satan fight you because your potential and ability to expand the kingdom. I better make you poor so that the kingdom will be crippled. Even now that you don't have, look at the way you are giving. What about if you have? So he fears any attempt for you to become financially independent and have abundance is a threat to his kingdom. He prefers you to be prayerful and poor than to be less prayerful, but you are prosperous supporting the kingdom. You will destroy so many things. Amen. Destroy so many things. Hallelujah to Jesus. And Balak, build me 7 and prepare 7 bullocks. Keep going. Balak followed his instruction, and the 2 of them sacrificed the young bull and ram on each altar. Watch this. Then Balaam said to Balak, stand here by your burnt offering, and I will go to see if the Lord will respond to me. Then I will tell you whatever he reveals to me. So Balaam went alone to the top of the bare hill to hear from God. And when he went there, for some reason, God spoke, and God met him there. Balaam said to him, I have prepared 7 altars, and I've sacrificed a young bull and a ram on each altar. Watch this. So he was going to bribe God with a sacrifice. The Lord gave Balaam a message for King Balak. Then he said, go back to Balak and give him my message. So Balaam returned and found the king standing beside his burnt offering with all the officials of Moab, cabinet. This was the message Balaam delivered. Balak summoned me to come from Aram, Syria, and king of Moab brought me from the eastern hills. Come, he said, curse Jacob for me. Come, announce Israel's doom. Watch this. But how can I curse whom God does not curse? How can I condemn those whom the Lord has not condemned? How can I curse whom God has not cursed? That means that until God gives you up, no one can touch you. It's a good place. If I want you to know that God loves you more than you think. No, he loves you more than you think. You are his heartbeat. Let me tell you something. God go through pain when you are going through pain. Because he never created you for it. God go through pain. That's why Jesus came. He even healed people who are born blind. He created eyes for them. God doesn't like, but sometimes God doesn't have a choice. God loved Adam, but he must drive him out of the garden. Why? Because that's make him a just God. If he can promote righteousness, he must punish disobedience. It's very simple. So hear this. Our key way to step out of curses is to make sure we walk in obedience. Somebody say obedience. How many Christians are walking in disobedience? How many Christians? Fornication is disobedient. Gossip is disobedient. By biting, disobedient. Adultery is disobedient. And some of you are sitting here, you know within yourself that you are walking in disobedience. You are in church, you love God, you love church, but you are following somebody's husband. And that one can let a curse land. So no curse can come without a cause. So speaking the curse, not everybody in church that you can curse. No. Some of us doing the things we do and coming to a bare land like this and raising a church for Jesus Christ, only God knows the arrows that has come after us. But listen, my defense is not myself. Because nobody goes to war by his own accord. My defense is of the Lord. If God sent me, the God is responsible for me. But his responsibility to protect me is not automatic. There are conditions for him to protect me. Very simple. Conditions for him to protect me. Hallelujah. Today we were discussing something, I don't know. There was something I told them, I said that. When you preach this, some people say it's law. So thank God. Let me say the curses I'm preaching is law. Then I was telling them that the price you need to walk in grace is double the one you have to lock in law. That means that. Let me give you. Jesus came. For instance, Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn the law. I came to fulfill it. Let's check the difference now. It was said that thou shalt not commit adultery in the law. But I'm saying that if you look at a woman and you lust after her, you have already done it. So now the law said that, talk to her, take her to a hotel, naked her, sleep with her. It's a sin. Grace said that when you just watch her and the thought comes to your mind, you have done it. So which one do you need effort? So you need more discipline to live under grace than law. It's a good place for you to clap for Jesus Christ. That's a simple. I don't know why these preachers are talking it that way. So watch this. You can walk from here to Pram Pram. Depend on what type of woman you see. You have committed 5 fornications. 5 adulteries. 5. 5. Because some of you guys, people are sleeping with you with their eyes that you are not aware. I'm not the one said this in the Bible. No. They are sleeping with you in the eye. Ah. Yeah. This thing was so strong that Job made a covenant with his eyes. The richest man who has ever lived in the East said that I was checking the condition of Job's prosperity. How is Job prospering? Why is God blessing this guy? Because God cannot bless you without a equating factor of consecration. There must be a portion of consecration, because when it comes to the righteousness of God, God himself gave the testimony and told the devil there is no man like him. But look at Job chapter 31. Go to the New Living Translation, King James first, and we read other translation from verse 1. Listen to one of the covenant Job made. Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? If you just read it from the King James, you make a mistake. Who is a maid? Go to the NIV version. Huh? I made a covenant with my eyes not to look with lust at a young woman. I don't even like it. Go to the BBE Bible. Watch this. Ha! Jesus is Lord. I made an arrangement with my eyes. How then might my eyes be looking on a virgin? Which translation did I read it from? Huh? Message Bible. Wow. Hey. I made a solemn pact with myself never to undress again with my eyes. So God said, Job said that I have covenanted with my eyes at that time, in that dispensation. Job said that it is easy to see a girl and your eyes are naked in her.
Gosh.
Is it Prophet Anna who wrote the Bible? Is there? So one day I heard the great man of God came to church and say, all men who has ever committed fornication stand up and adultery. And some of them stood up. And he says, keep standing. And he said, if you lie, your complication is too deep. He was preaching about case. How many of you standing has looked at a girl and lust after her? All of them sat down. Anybody who have never lust after a girl, keep standing. Everybody sat down. All the men. If I do the same thing here and you keep standing, you are a hypocrite. The Bible said, and listen, at the time Job's time was there, there was no miniskirt. Women were dressing from neck to toe. There was no bikini, there was no swimming pool. There was no beach. People didn't go to beach. So don't sit here and tell me that under the grace you cannot be under a curse. Tell me that, and I don't want to hear it. It's just a strategy of the devil to keep you in bondage. Today, may the Lord set you free. Yeah. We are coming to a generation that women are coming to church with transparent dresses.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Transparent dresses. All kinds of women has brazier that half of their breasts are showing. And Jesus said, don't look at her and lust. And man's problem is his eyes. And even the woman don't clap, I'm expecting every man to put his hand together for Jesus. Man's problem is his eyes. Man's problem is his eyes. Something will kill a man. And it has to do with his eyes. Something will kill a man. 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 And that thing is the man's eyes. God even said, he said, somewhere man look at the outward appearance. So, if you don't control your eyes, you can't control your waist. No, that's the principle. It's there. Bam. Some of you are sitting here hypocritically. You know the thing. No, I'm telling you. One of the biggest, I was shocked when I saw their income. Do you know the money the pornographic company make is bigger than the income of Amazon? A young guy sent me a message, 13 years old. He said, I'm struggling with masturbation and pornography. Hallelujah. Amen. Your eyes. So you don't read the Bible. You don't. Yeah. You know, at the time Job said this thing, Facebook was not there. YouTube was not there. Skype was not there. Be delivered. So when I'm preaching curses, I know what I'm preaching about. A pastor died in New York. When they went there, there was drug and pornographic pictures. Man of God, you can be preaching but struggling. And one of the proud of a pastor, listen, what will kill a pastor is he is shy to tell another pastor to help him because of stupid competition. Today, when I was studying, I saw something. Yeah? In the olden days, when you go to centuries back, if I believe in a doctrine, for instance, I read Roman Catholics believe that you have to be baptized. Do you know the reason why the Methodists and the Presbyterians start baptizing people by pouring water in their thing? When Martin Luther them rebelled and came out, they were baptizing people. When they see that you're present, they take you to the water. They won't bring you out. They make sure that you drown and you die. Go and read church history. So they say that, let's stop this. Now, in those centuries, when I believe in a doctrine and you don't believe it, I must find a way to kill you. Now, knowledge has come. So we are accommodating one another. That is why we have churches with different beliefs, but serving the same God. I'm preaching. Now, the reason why what I'm preaching now, another pastor is condemning me completely. Condemning it completely. And because he lack understanding. Because it's in the Bible. Yes. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Some pastors don't believe there is extreme preaching on grace that you can become born again, do whatever you like, you still go to heaven. It's a belief, but we are accommodating it. And so people are in church committing sins and they see nothing wrong with it, because if you want to sin, Satan will help you. There is a message you can hear. The Bible can help you to commit suicide. It's there. Dividing the way. Because you read the Bible and say, Judas hung himself. The next verse, go and do likewise. So, does it mean God wants you to commit suicide? No. Yes. What about if you read the Bible and the Bible is talking about the fact that David was a man after God's heart and he has a lot of wives? Don't you have pastors with multiple wives? You can have some in Ghana. So, we are accommodating one another. If you like, take it. If you like, keep it. That's what is there. Some believe that curses are only on the Old Testament. Huh? But curses are not in the Old Testament. So people are under it. They cannot come out, but they are still there. They are still there. They are still there. I am explaining to you that the fact that you are working, that some of your curse is looking for you, you will find it.
That's right.
So it's not automatic. It is not automatic. Don't sit here and tell me that because you want to a pastor that say no curse in Old Testament. If you go to follow somebody's husband and the woman curse you, you think Satan will not take it and use it? And I'm preaching this not to keep you there, but to take the right of the devil. God gave me this thing to preach because, listen, if somebody can speak a curse, somebody can reverse a curse.
That's right.
Very simple. Very simple. No. Listen, I told you that the people that know they are under a curse, they can easily come out. But who don't believe in? For instance, some people don't believe in healing. They don't believe in healing. Some people, when they are sick, they say God is the one testing them, their faith. And they die in their sickness. There's nothing God can do about it. Nothing God can do about it. Nothing. Nothing. I'm sure when Jesus, a lot of Pharisees died of sickness, but they could have been healed. They could have been healed. Even when them, huh? Let me tell you something. This is not your generation alone that can fight a positive scripture-based belief. Hear this. Somebody was born blind. Jesus healed the man. When the man came to stand before people who don't believe, they say, give God the glory. We know this man is of the devil. That is what they say. The people who don't believe said that Jesus is of the devil. The Sanhedrin said, go and read it in the book of John. They said, give God the glory. We know this man is of the devil. Oh, the only person we know is Moses. The man said, the blind man said, since God created the world, have you seen any sinner heal somebody who is born blind? Now, if sinners and devils said blind people, why is it that I have been blind all these years? Because you people are sinners. Why didn't you heal me? Logic thinking. He said, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. But one thing I know, I was blind. So what's the difference does he make? What's the difference? Let me tell you something. Today I was meditating something. I was in the bathroom. And the Lord brought something to me. I see we were conversing. They say, have you noticed it? When COVID came here, people were afraid to die. People were running to church. God was showing me when he gave men freedom and his liberty. Smoke came down. People are afraid to smoke because the COVID has something to do with your lungs. Today, look at the way people have come back to smoke. People don't want to come to church. Why? Because the door of liberty is open now. You always want to get closer to God when you sense you are about to die. Whether what is preaching or true or not, I know. When I start preaching patterns in the bloodline, they start talking. It broke some things from people's lives. And they start. Sometimes, Paul talks about doctrines of demons. I'm not the only one who has preached a message on curses. Even Papa Oedipo has written a book on curses. People have written it. I don't believe it's not. Some people don't believe in tithing. Is it not in the Bible? Believing is a choice. So I'm not preaching for you to force you to believe. Choose to believe. Mm. Mm.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For ball purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Pram Road. Friday, Mega All Night Service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, Empowerment Service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the